From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Two separate terrorist bombings this weekend, one in the Egyptian city of Alexandria, the other in the Nigerian capital city of Abuja. Now, President Obama is condemning the perpetrators and offering to help both Egypt and Nigeria, in his words, bring the attackers to justice. In Egypt, more than a dozen people died when a Christian church was bombed. In Nigeria, at least four people died in a crowded market when a bomb exploded during New Year's Eve celebrations. Dozens of people were killed on Christmas Eve in bombings in central Nigeria. Brazil has sworn in its first female president. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, President Dilma Rousseff was swept into office by the popularity of the outgoing president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Lula was Brazil's first working-class president, but he governed the country from the political center. He built on the monetary stability and freer market policies inherited from his predecessors, while expanding financial aid for the poor. He had some rocky moments, especially during a congressional vote-buying scandal during his first term, but ultimately Brazil's strong economy lifted his popularity into the high 80s and facilitated the election of his former chief of staff, Dilma Rousseff.
Sustentar a união, a integridade e a independência do Brasil.
Rousseff's oath of office is remarkable not only for the fact that she's Brazil's first woman president, but also for the political distance that she's come since 1970, when the old military regime jailed and tortured her on suspicions of subversion. Martin Costi, NPR News.
In an attempt to shed its reputation as a shady tax haven, the Vatican has created a financial watchdog and issued new laws to fight money laundering and terrorist financing. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports the Vatican Bank is currently involved in a money laundering probe.
Pope Benedict signed an executive order under which Vatican employees suspected of violating the norms could be judged by Vatican tribunals and then serve sentences in Italian jails. The Vatican Bank, whose list of account holders is secret, handles tens of millions of dollars a year, mostly involving its missions around the world. It entered the spotlight in September when Italian investigators froze $31 million and its two top officials were placed under investigation for possible money laundering. The Vatican insisted the probe resulted from a misunderstanding, but Rome courts have twice refused to release the money. In 1982, the bank was implicated in the collapse of Banco Ambrosiano, whose president was found hanging from a London bridge in mysterious circumstances. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. A commission appointed by President Obama is wrapping up its investigation into the BP oil spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it's one of several probes trying to determine what went wrong.
BP's deepwater well exploded in April, killing 11 rig workers and spewing at least 170 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. It took 3 months for engineers to stop the underwater gusher. On January 11th, the President's Oil Spill Commission is scheduled to release a report called Deep Water, the Gulf Oil Disaster and the Future of Offshore Drilling. It will be the first results from at least five probes now underway. The Justice Department has filed a civil lawsuit against BP and other firms and is also looking into possible criminal charges. A joint panel of the Coast Guard and the Bureau of Ocean Management has held 6 rounds of hearings and is awaiting forensic tests on a key piece of equipment, the well's failed blowout preventer. That report is due in March. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
At Universal Orlando Resort, visitors to an island ride were evacuated this weekend after a fire engulfed a roof structure under which the ride carries visitors. The AP reports there were no major injuries. It was Dudley Do Right's Ripsaw Falls, a log float ride at Universal's Island Adventure. A spokesman for the park says guests were on the ride, but everyone was evacuated. About 40 firefighters responded to the fire. No word yet on the cause, the Orlando Sentinel reports investigators say it could have been electrical. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for